Southern trees bear a strange fruit. Blood on the leaves, blood at the roots. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Out that strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees.
Check it out, here's a story that's true. They had me locked up for this crime I didn't do. This white girl identified me as a rapist. Had me wishing I was Harry Houdini, the great escapist. But wait, it's more, check it out, the plot thickens. Shorty started telling more tales than Charles Dickens. She said I kidnapped her, trapped her, slapped her. Then after I tapped her, I fled through the past. And nah, well me, cuz knew I'd get acquitted. But seemed every white face in town knew I did it or done it. Shit about 100 approaching white figures, bearing triggers, screaming, kill that nigga. I'm getting nervous, just a little concerned, cause in the south where I'm from, niggas will get burned. Cause them whiteys on some neck shit, so hang you by your neck shit. Oh well, I'm in jail, man, I figure I'm protected.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit.
Not to trust the police, them cops ain't even yell freeze. They just gave the mob the keys. They beat me like I stole something, pistol whip me like a stick up. Tie my hands behind my back, tie my feet to the bumper of a pickup truck. Now I'm getting shuck like corn, being drugged through the town, face down to the gravel. My clothes and skin unravel, I guess I'm guilty. The lynch mob dropped the gavel. They took me to a tree, hung me naked by my wrist. When I beg and I plead, I can't take it like this. They shoved a pole in my mouth, cause you see down south, lynching was a show, everybody came out. See the mothers brought their daughters to come and check the slaughters, and fathers brought their son to see how it was done. They brung everyone from the old to the young, cause it really wasn't nothing to see a nigga get hung. Words.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit. Blood on the leaves, blood at the roots.
Come on.
Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Out there, strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees.
I hung bloody down by the muddy water of the Mississippi for my slaughter. The order in this court was plantation mutilation. I felt the cool sensation of a knife point slicing through the joint of each toe, each finger, each thumbing. They said that's for touching on a white woman. My screams and tears brought more celebration and cheers than 12 o'clock on New Year's. A girl couldn't see someone raised a higher, so she could watch the breaking out my teeth with the wire plier. My one desire was to meet my messiah, but they wouldn't let me die, saying nigga we gon' fry it in the fire. I prayed the death was moving near. That's when they castrated me and kept my nuts and souvenirs. Gasoline cleaned my wounds like liquor. Saw the match flicker, begged them do it quicker. Ha, yes, the smell of burning flesh. 100 angry bullets penetrate my chest. Sweet death long awaited. I hang as a monument, a warning simply stated for people that they hated. But nowadays, the tables turn like a wrench, cause white folks no longer have a reason to lynch. Cause when it comes down to it, there's no need to pursue it when you got a million niggas around the country that are doing things.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit. Blood on the leaves, blood at the roots.
Come on.
Black bodies swinging in a southern breeze. Oh, there's strange fruit hanging from the palm trees. Southern trees.
Investigating a crime which occurred in Elk Creek, Virginia on July 25th. After a night of drinking with four white acquaintances, Garnett Johnson, a black man, was doused with fuel, burned alive, and decapitated. Two of his acquaintances have been charged with the murder. The investigation will determine if the murder was motivated by racial hatred. Now, another news today.